And finally, every so often you want to talk over an issue with people who are not just smart, but wise. So it's time for our weekly conversation, Wisdom Watch, where we ask some of our most respected elders to guide us through some of today's most challenging issues. Today, a visit with former New York Governor Mario Cuomo. Governor Cuomo is in his office in New York. Thanks for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Before we get into some of the other big national issues, there was a big story in a lot of papers this week, which is that several big cities are now seeing spikes in violent crimes, like Chicago, Boston, Philadelphia, not so much New York. But when you were governor, one of your issues was you said that Democrats, liberals, whatever you want to call them, needed to be heard from on crime. So what should the leaders of these cities be saying now?
Well, the leaders of the cities, the leaders of the states, and leaders of the country, I think, should all be saying the same thing about crime. The obvious question is, why does it go up? Why does it spike the way it does? What are the causes of crime? And they are many, of course. And what normally happens, incidentally, is you leave out one particular area of crime, and that's commercial crime. People think in terms of violence most of the time when they talk about crime, and even violence by youths. But there also is the Sarbanes-Oxley kind of crime, and that is crime born out of greed. So there's all kinds of crime. I became governor in 1983. In 1983, we were hit with a trifecta of phenomenons. One was HIV and AIDS. The other was crack, a absolute plague. And then there was homelessness. In those years, it was said that part of the social problem was inequality in the distribution of wealth. Well, all of those things contributed to crime. At the same time, in my first year, we had arsoning. Arsoning was an outbreak at Sing Sing. Arsoning occurred because the prisons were overcrowded, and the prisons were overcrowded mostly because of the drugs. And the drugs implicated young people more than anyone.
So when you were governor, you presided over a very large expansion of the prison system. In fact, I remember hearing you say that you built more prison cells than any other previous governor in New York.
But I said it in disgust. I didn't say it to gain any praise, because I said, if the best we can do is build prisons, then we're failing terribly as a society. I had to build prisons for the reason that I just gave you. The prisons were tremendously overcrowded, and it was creating all kinds of problems within the prisons, and so we had to find more space for the prisoners. What we should be doing, of course, is finding out what the causes of crime were. Drugs was one of the causes. Poverty is another cause, and it's not to say that all poor people are criminals, obviously, but it is to say that where there is poverty, where there is desperation, whether it's here or the Middle East, which is an important thing to remember, it has a tendency to produce a proneness toward crime.
Governor, do you think that the current crop of presidential candidates in both political parties are talking enough about poverty, in your opinion?
No. Nobody talks about poverty except John Edwards. Why not? Because poverty doesn't win for you. Because if you get up and make the kinds of speeches on poverty that I made, people in the middle class and the wealthy will be resentful and suspicious that you're going to take all their money and give it to all the poor people. Moreover, the poor population does not vote at anything like the level of frequency that the rest of the population votes.
One of the things everybody's talking about in Washington and also around the country is immigration reform. I don't know if you're keeping up with the current debate, but I just wonder what you think about the direction we're going in. Do you think
I think about immigration a great deal. I'm the son of immigrants. We're all remotely or recently children of immigrants, except for the Native Americans, and with one of the worst ironies in our history, we have been more abusive to them, perhaps, than anybody.
So do you like the current bill?
No, of course not. The current bill is a disaster. First of all, I defy you, myself, or anybody you know to define the whole bill. Number two, since Simpson-Mazzoli, you have gone from 3 million to 12 million. But part of Simpson-Mazzoli was a promise in 1986 that we would stop the flow of incomings. If you don't stop that flow, then what are you saying to people? It simply doesn't make sense even to start with the rest of the bill until you assure yourself you're going to have a reasonably dependable protection against illegal entry.
You think they should scrap it and start over, or you think they can fix it?
I don't think it's a question of choice. I think that's what's going to happen, because I can't imagine the two houses getting together on the situation as it now is. It's so complex. It's so hard to explain. And incidentally, in Simpson-Mazzoli, for example.
I want to talk about what you're doing now, Governor. We only have a couple minutes left. I want to talk about what you're doing now.
I'm working very hard to get people to debate at the Cooper Union in New York, that historic place. Newt Gingrich and I did it. We debated a half hour apiece on three subjects and then let Tim Russett question us for 45 minutes. We're trying to make the point that the current debates, nice as they are not nearly good enough, because you can't in 90 seconds talk about how to get out of Iraq or immigration or abortion or any of the big subjects, and make sure everybody gets the chance to answer the really hard questions and answers them. For example, two questions. What's the best thing that would happen if we bombed Iran now to prevent them from going nuclear? What is the worst thing that could happen? A second good question. You have a lot to do with health care and a lot of other places. You're going to have to spend billions of dollars in Iraq after the troops come back. Where are you going to get the money?
So you and Newt Gingrich and a moderator going at it for, what, 90 minutes? Three issues, 90
right.
minutes. And who else are you going to invite?
Well, we haven't been able to get any of the top three to debate one another, because they're all playing the same game. They don't want to debate one another. Why? Because they're afraid of having to answer tough questions like the ones I just asked. Here, the other day.
So you haven't endorsed anybody?
I haven't endorsed anybody.
Not even your senator, your
no,
home state
here,
senator?
No, here, the other day,
which
they were
Hillary
all
Clinton.
Asked, would you take out Osama bin Laden if it meant killing a significant number of civilians at the same time, which is called terrorism, incidentally? And Obama answered it by eliminating the citizenry. He said, yeah, we should take out Osama. That wasn't the question. Hillary answered it by saying, well, it's a very tough question. It depends on how many citizens. Now, is that a satisfactory answer in either case? I don't think so.
So you want to see more of these debates, and you're hoping that the front runners will...
Real debates. I'm not interested. Listen, the idea of not telling them what the question is, what are you testing? Their memory? Their guile? Their theatricality? I want to know what their position is. I don't care. I'll tell you the questions in advance. Come in with your answers on cheat cards if you want. I'm interested in your answer, not in your memory, not in your cleverness, not in your ability to fend off the questions with some joke. I want to know where you're going to get the money to do everything that must be done in this country, which already has a tremendous deficit.
Your other discussant, Newt Gingrich, is thinking about running for president, so it's only fair
I'm
to
all
ask.
For him running.
What about you?
No, I'm all for Gingrich running.
Okay.
And I said so publicly, and he thanked me. I said, don't thank me. Rudy Giuliani endorsed me. That's going to kill Giuliani. I'm endorsing you. That's going to kill you. I'm getting rid of Gingrich and Giuliani with two lines.
All right. If the candidates accept your invitation, will you invite us?
Absolutely. We have Giuliani coming. He's going to do a solo. The way Edwards is, we're going to have inquisitors question them. They'll have all the time they need to answer all these questions. And yes, and Thompson and all these people, we want to see them debate one another, but if they won't do that, at least we want to give them an opportunity, a full opportunity, a no-excuse opportunity, where you can't say, well, I ran out of time. We're going to make them answer the really hard questions and answer them completely.
All right. Governor, thank you so much for answering our questions. Former New York Governor Mario Cuomo, a Democrat of New York, he joined us from his office at Wilkie Farr and Gallagher, a law firm where he is of counsel in New York. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Governor.
Nice talking to you.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.